right. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are. Welcome to another edition of Team Ambition Fitness Podcast. And today we are going to be talking to Cheryl Monique. Cheryl, how are you doing?
I am great. I am very good. How are you?
Doing amazing. Doing amazing. So I'm going to just jump right onto it. First of all, I appreciate you joining the podcast for Team Ambition. Really excited about having you on to get a chance to learn a little bit more about you and what you do and your journey, business, just everything. So without further ado, can you tell some of our listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're from, your profession, family member, just anything you would like our listeners to know?
Absolutely. My name is Cheryl, Cheryl Monique. Monique is actually my middle name. And I'm originally from Connecticut, very, very cold place. The reason why I live here in South Florida now. And I am now a personal trainer. I've been a personal trainer for about 5 years now. I've always been very athletic. I played basketball. I ran track all my young life. So I'm a lifelong athlete. I am also the mother of a very amazing 12-year-old boy. I also am the fitness program coordinator for a nonprofit called Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, where we basically offer health, fitness programs and resources to the community, low-income community who wouldn't normally have access or education when it comes to, living a healthy and fit life. It's very, very critical in America. Alone, but even more critical in neighborhoods where people don't have access to things like grocery stores with fresh vegetables and fruits and things like that. So that is something that I'm very, very passionate about as well. And of course, like I said, I'm a personal trainer and I'm a bodybuilder. So I do a lot of working out and flexing my muscles on stage. And That's pretty much me in a nutshell.
Hey, man. Wow. Just the fact that you're doing a nonprofit program for those who are less fortunate that aren't able to, provide for themselves in regards to the fitness and health industry. Well, not just industry, but, lifestyle. That's huge, yeah. Especially with the epidemic we have in, society now with obesity and whatnot. And especially, it starts at an early age. So capturing those young individuals at an early age, trying to teach him and show him a healthy lifestyle. That's huge. So what got you into fitness or, this current, lifestyle of health and wellness as well as
the
body?
If I'm going to be completely, completely honest, the initial reason I started going back into the gym and working out again was very superficial. At one time, when I moved down from the north and came down to South Florida, I was actually in a very long-term marriage with my son. So I came down here with a family, and I had been in my relationship with my son's dad for quite some time, from the time we were 19 until we were in our 30s. And of course, I had given birth. I'm a mom now. I'm a full-grown female adult. And there comes a time, and I think a lot of women probably deal with this, especially now. I think it's even harder now, where we kind of get a little insecure about our bodies because our bodies are changing now. And we're not as active because a lot of our focus is put on our families. And, for me, it's especially, I went from being an athlete. So I had always had a toned body and things like that. But then, as I got older, after I had my son, my body was changing a lot and I was losing muscle. I was gaining weight. I didn't feel as strong. I didn't feel as attractive. That was the biggest thing. I did not feel as attractive. And there was a bit of insecurity there. So when I moved down to South Florida, it's a lot different than living up north where everyone has their clothes on. So down here, it's warm. So people barely have clothes on. And, there's a level of vanity down here as well because of that. And so I was very, very insecure as an adult woman. And so I was like, I gotta work out, I gotta look like this girl and that girl, and I gotta keep his eyes off of all these women around me. that was the initial reason to be honest. And then once I got into the gym, I remembered why I loved being fit in the first place, why I was an athlete in the first place. I loved the challenge. I loved you know, what it did for my body, I started diving even deeper, because I realized when you're younger and you're an athlete, you don't really fit athletics into nutrition. You don't put those two and two together. It's basically you run and jump and do whatever it is you have to do to win a game. You know, you're not thinking nutrition. So as an adult, once I started getting in the gym, I merged those two things together, and it was like chemistry. It was magic. Things started working. I started studying this. This became an art form to me. It was like, oh my God, this is what I love doing. Like, I loved the way it made me look, but that became so secondary. Like, it became more about my health, you know, more about longevity, more about my self-confidence, you know, just my mental state, my mental health. And I stuck with it until other people started seeing it. And they were like, can I work out with you? Can I do this? And I was like, oh, I can make money doing this. So I became a personal trainer.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, and then it just grew from there. It's just been a beautiful journey. And it's definitely something I'm glad I decided to, you know, to start.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, turning your passion into profit, you know, spreading your gift of, you know, motivation, inspiration, and actually leadership with something that you love doing. And I'm guessing it really doesn't feel like a job per se, because you have a passion for it.
Days when I don't have to get up at 4:30, it doesn't feel like a job, you know. When I got trained somebody at 5 a.m. yes, it feels like a job. Like, I don't want to get up right now, but definitely it is a passion. I love it. I love to see other people. Like, the greatest thing is, you know, when people don't realize their own strength, they don't realize what they're capable of. And so when they hit these small goals and they see their body transforming, when their mind begins to change, their lifestyle begins to change, and they attribute it, or they basically give you credit for it, and you have to be like, no, you did the work. It just feels good to be able to say, to be able to basically make people aware of their own strengths. You know, it'd be like, if I did it because I had strength, and I had, you know, I was able to change my bad habits and change my mindset. You did it because you did the same exact thing I did. I didn't do it for you. I didn't do the work. I just basically guided you through it. And
yes.
So it's good. If that's what I love about this, I love it because of that. You know, it's like you wake people up to themselves, kind of.
You know, I can second that. Just for me, along those lines, it's just, you know, being able to coach somebody or mentor them, you know, or just as a personal trainer or whatnot, fitness coach, you know, just the fact that the transformation, not just, you know, their physical, but the mentality, you know, the mentality of a person changes. And that's the impact I get. That's the biggest thing I really love the most, because, you know, I mean, as you know, there's a huge sacrifice that you have to do in all this fitness, so bodybuilder or not, you know, it really starts with the mentality, and just seeing how somebody goes from I can't to I did it, you know, that's huge. That's huge for me.
That's absolutely true.
So yes, amen. Okay. So for you, you know, everybody has a different, you know, approach to fitness and health and, you know, hitting the gym. Were there any like certain programs that you use when you first started out, or when, even now, or like how for you, how, what was the, what helped you in your fitness goal, towards your fitness goals?
When I first started out, I had no idea where to start. I really didn't. But I'm a student. Like I, you know, I'm also a college student. So like, I know that when I don't know something, the information is somewhere out there. So I hit Google. Google is awesome. I hit Google. I started, you know, there were certain things that I wanted to accomplish. And so I just started hitting Google. And so the first thing that technology is amazing. So the first thing that I found where there were these different apps that I could use. So I started out with, there was one app called Fitocracy, I believe it was. So basically it showed you all kinds of different exercises that you could do for different body parts and things like that. So I just started where I was, and, you know, knowledge wise and physically, you know, I was doing everything wrong. I know, because I look back on videos that I was taking of myself thinking I was doing something. And I was like, what was I doing? Oh my God, look at the form of that squat. It's terrible. But I started. And so there was that. I had, somebody had gotten me, subscription to Insanity. So I was doing those, even though I could never get through one workout at first. So I just started, I just got moving. Anything that seemed like it might benefit me, I started. That's not always the way to go for everybody. But that was just, for me, it was like, I want to do this. You know, where do I start? Let me just do some research. And so I started. Because I'm the type of person, I wanna do things right. I wanna, you know, I started studying more. I started, because I need to know why. Why am I doing this? Like, what in the world? Like, why in the world do they want me to do these squats? Why is this? That's when I started realizing that I started actually building my own programs based on what I was learning. So it went from basically doing basic things, you know, using free weights, doing squats, you know, things like that, to once I started feeling my body changing, I was like, okay, I really want to do this with a purpose. I don't want to just do this, you know, why am I doing 12 reps rather than 20 reps? Or why am I doing 4 reps rather? I didn't even understand why I was doing what I was doing. And I wanted to understand. So I started doing research and I started learning about, you know, movement, muscular endurance, muscular strength. I started, you know, functional training and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, oh my God, this stuff is so interesting. I started really learning. I was like, I need to really take some courses and really, really like know what I'm doing. So I did. And since then, the programming for me, when I tell people it, you just have to know what it is you want. It's just like, in anything in life, if you have a financial goal, you know, if you want to start investing in something, you know, there's all kinds of different programs out there that's going to help you to save money or invest or build wealth. There's all kinds of things, you know. You have to know personally for you, number one, what you can do, what's your ability right now in this moment. You have to know what you're willing to do, you know. What are you willing to do? There are some things that people would be like, right now, mentally, I don't know if I'm there yet. You know, if you're going to do it, you got to know where you are. And there are tons of different programs out there. Sometimes the program is just walking at a park. You know, that's your program. Just go for a walk. But you got to know what you want, what you're trying to get out of it. And it becomes an unfolding, like it really blooms, you know, and this journey takes you where you need to go. You know what I mean? There is no specific program. You know what I mean? Yes. It takes you where you need to go, depending on what your goals are, because not everybody has the same goals, you know, so.
True indeed. You know, you reference Insanity, and you know, you took me back, personally speaking, because that's essentially how I started. You know, started with Beachbody. You know, that P90X program. That's where it started for me. Because I mean, you know, I knew a little bit, but not as much. So you know, I started with a Beachbody program, and you know, did the 90 days, and then bam, it got me sparked to, you know, continue to do a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
So shout out Beachbody. Wow. But no, good deal. So was there ever like a turning point for you, or like an aha moment as you started your fitness journey, or a point where you was like, you know what, I need to start, or I want to start doing things this way. I want to see my body start changing this way. Was it a certain point? Because you kind of alluded to it earlier, I know, but.
Well, I had a couple of aha moments. I've had quite a few aha moments in this journey. That first one that I alluded to earlier, about the insecurities and doing this for superficial reasons, that was definitely an aha moment, where I really, you know, started getting a lot more serious and more consistent. And, you know, because when you're doing it for superficial reasons, this is something that I noticed. When I was doing it for a superficial reason because I was insecure and I just wanted to look cute, I wasn't as committed. I wasn't as disciplined. You know, I was still eating what I wanted to eat. I wasn't going to the gym on a consistent basis. I figured, well, as long as I'm in the gym and, you know, my abs are getting a little bit more firm, I'm good, you know. But once it got to that point where this is so much more than, you know, me looking nice. This is so much more than that. It became I married the gym. Like literally I was going to the gym, I was studying, I was trying to figure out what was the best road to get to. Then I started like hitting goals. I was like, you know what, let me set a couple of goals. You know, what's my first goal? You know, when I started, you know, and a lot of people don't, everyone looks at when you don't have the information, everyone's looking at weight. So I was like, well, I don't weigh that much. Like, what's going to be my goal? And so I was like, oh, body fat. Well, like, what's body fat? So I started creating goals as far as, you know, decreasing my body fat and increasing my lean muscle. And so I started doing that. And then I just kept creating more goals for myself. But when it really, when it really hit that this was like, oh my God, this is going to be an amazing thing that I do with life. I was actually training at a gym. It was the first gym that I ever really officially started training at. And a colleague of mine had walked up to me, and he was actually a bodybuilding coach. And he walked up, he says, hey, have you ever, you know, considered competing? And I was like, competing? I'm new to this thing now. Like, I'm competing. Like, what? Like, what? Like, what? Are we doing obstacle course race? Like, yeah, I'm down. Like, are we running, jumping? Like, what are we doing? Like, because I'm an athlete, so I'm like, yes. He was like, no, not quite that. I'm talking about like bodybuilding. I was like, I don't do that type of stuff. Like, because in my mind, again, I'm new. Yes. I'm new to this. I'm new to the industry, so I'm like, in my mind, this is, you know, steroids, all kinds of stuff. I'm like, no, I'm good. He's like, no. Listen, it's all natural. I think you would really be good at it. So he showed me pictures, because I don't know. I was like, so he showed me pictures of some of his athletes, and I was like, I'd have to get on stage in that. I don't know. I'm not quite sure this is for me. And he's like, just come to a meeting. I'm telling you, you could take your own fitness to a whole different level. It's a whole different level of body sculpting and transformation. And like the way he put it, I was like, well, that all sounds like it's me, but getting on stage looking like that is not what I'm into. So I went to the first practice. The workout was insane. It was insane. Like, I never knew that I could do half the things. Like, he wanted us to lift lifting heavy was not what I was doing in my life at that time. Like, so absolutely. You know, so we were lifting heavy. We were pushing our bodies to the absolute limit. And I was surrounded by women who were doing the same thing. This was amazing. This flipped my mind. This was like, oh my God, this is really happening in the world. So I stayed. And since then, you know, it's been 3 years I've been bodybuilding, and, you know, and I don't see myself not doing it, you know, yes. At this point, you know, I love it. I love it.
Okay. So, you know, as you allude to, your personal trainer, your mom, your bodybuilder, pro bodybuilder. So, you know, along with all those awesome, awesome accolades and roles and responsibilities comes those life challenges. So, like, you know, especially as a single mother, how do you handle those challenges in life with work, family, just in general? How do you juggle so much and, you know, deal with so much? Because I know in bodybuilding, that calls for a lot. It calls for a lot of time, sacrifice, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you handle all that?
Oh my gosh. Very carefully, because life is all, no matter what area of life you are putting focus on and trying to hit goals in, there's going to be challenges. Life, that's what life is, you know, that's how we grow. It's really about how we respond to it. And I think you just have to be very careful. And for me, it's about balance and accountability. Like, first of all, you know, sometimes I put too much on my plate. Sometimes I'm doing too much. I'm just doing too much. I want to do it all. I want to, you know, I want to do this and I want to do that. And I have to prioritize. Well, what's most important to me? What do I want to accomplish right now? You know, I have other people relying on me. I have my clients relying on me. I have my child relying on me. What am I taking away from them because I want to hold so much on my plate, you know, make myself crazy. So there is a matter of balance. And of course, you have to be happy as well. So, you know, taking care of other people is great, but also I have to have something for myself as well. So there is that matter of balance, and you really have to be mindful of that. And then there's accountability as well. Life gets stressful, yes, and there are challenges. There are a lot of obstacles, but how are we managing that? You know, sometimes the stress is avoidable. Sometimes those challenges are avoidable. Maybe I'm not managing my time properly, which is my issue. It's a real thing for me, managing my time. You know, sometimes I'm not managing my time. Sometimes I'm not managing my finances the correct way. There's a solution to every problem. And if I'm not attentive to the issues, they're just gonna escalate until I pay attention. So balance and accountability for me helps me to relieve or to ease stress. Some things I don't have control over. And in those times, I'm a meditating woman. I will sit and meditate and breathe a little bit for my own health. And because there's some things you just really can't control. Life happens. So sometimes you just got to take a break and you got to sit and stop running around for a little bit. And then,
gather your thoughts.
It really just is mindfulness, balance, and accountability, for me.
Well, actually you hit the top of the nail with the hammer, if you will. I probably tore that quote up, but hey, the challenges, the challenges, like you said, balance, that's for me, definitely. That's my number one challenge in life, trying to balance so much, with wife, kids, work, business, mm-hmm. and my own health and wellness, right. Mentorship, just the whole, that is a huge, huge challenge for myself, like balance. So you definitely, that's a major key for me. So balance is huge. Yeah. So wow, thank you for that input. So my next question for you is, so we already know, I can hear it in your voice, the passion, you're motivated. So, to me, when you have motivation, then the next step is discipline, because, you can run out of motivation, but if you have discipline, that carries you a lot further. So what keeps you so disciplined, or keeps you so consistent, in your fitness journey and life, just overall, what just keeps you so disciplined? I know we're not perfect, but we try to be perfect, but what keeps you so disciplined?
For me, it's knowing what my desired results are. Whatever I'm doing, if I know what I want to happen at the end and I really want that, I gotta really want it. Some people say they want stuff and they really don't want it. They don't really, really want it. They don't want it. But yes. if you really want it, you know what your desired result is, and you look ahead and you say, okay, well, that's my result. That's what I want to happen. That's what I want to manifest. But there's all this work to do from here to there. Again, it comes to that question. Am I really willing to do all of that to get that? Is it worth that much to me for me to have to do all of this stuff? If I know for sure that that's going to be the end result and that's what I really want, am I willing to do the work to do it? And to me, because I have already, I've already seen results. I've already seen the manifestation of what some work can do. For me, there's no question. I'm willing to do what it takes to get what I want, because I feel like in life, we actually can have what we want in life. We can really accomplish the things that we set out to accomplish if we really want to accomplish them. And once we know in our heart and we are passionate about what we're trying to accomplish, all that work in between, there's no question. You stay disciplined because you're focused on that. And I know that sounds cliche, but I'm sure many people say it, but when you're focused on that end goal, all those steps in between, just that's what's recommended. That's not even recommended. That's what's required of you. You can't have it unless you do it. You know what I mean? That's just how it works. So if I want it, I got to do it. That's what keeps me. It's not even a matter of discipline. It's a matter of want, for me, that's what it is. And I also know that if I don't do it within the time frame I'm supposed to do it, if I do it haphazardly, it's not going to be what I want it to be. And it has happened. I know that already. I think discipline takes a level of experience as well, because some people think, just because of their frame of reference, they actually think, all I got to do is this and it'll happen, and
yes,
it's a level of experience to know, listen, if you do it haphazardly, if you don't put your all into it, if you don't do it within this time frame, if you don't work this hard, then that's not going to be the result. You got to mess up a few times, and that'll get you right into discipline.
I second that. Motivation is great, definitely need it, and just lifestyle, not just fitness, whatever, kind of like you alluded to, whether it's finances, your life, marriage, whatever it is, motivation is great, but then once you have that motivation, you start building discipline, and it seems like as you alluded to, with discipline comes those failures. So that's a teaching tool. So my next question for you is, you know, this is an awesome podcast. I'm enjoying it so much. I can do this forever. So we're pretty much in 2019. The first month is done. We're done with 2019, January.
Alrighty.
So now we're in February of 2019. So are there any long-term, short-term business goals or fitness goals that you have for yourself, whether it's, you know, your own health and wellness or your bodybuilding goals or any business goals for 2019?
Always goals. This year, like I had mentioned earlier, my life changed a little bit just a couple of years ago. So me and my son's dad split, and so I became a single woman. And so single income, kind of, you know, life plans begin to absolutely change. So it's tough at first, and, you know, my whole financial environment changed around me. So this year, the business-wise, I really just want to expand. I have a very sacred time as a single woman to focus on the things that I really love and that I'm passionate about. So as far as business is concerned, I really want to expand on offering, you know, online coaching to people, both life coaching and fitness coaching, health coaching, nutrition coaching. I really want to expand on that because I feel like when you have a passion for something and you have something to provide or something to offer the world, you should try to serve as many people as possible. And I think an online platform is a great opportunity for me to serve as many people as possible. So that's something that I want to build upon. I would love to write a book.
Nice.
I've been wanting to do that. I was actually an English major in college.
Okay.
I've always wanted to write. So I've been working on something like that. So I would love to, like, at least, like, really, really dig deep into that. But again, that has to fit into my balance of life.
Yes.
And also, as far as my fitness is concerned, I want to travel outside the country. I've never been outside the country. So this year I'm going to make a trip outside the country just to experience something. But as far as health and fitness is concerned, I just want to keep building on. I finally earned my pro card last year. So I want to get on stage. Thank you. I want to get on stage this year as a pro and hopefully do very well, AKA win first place. So
yes.
I'm training, you know, hopefully training like a pro, and I'm trying to really compete at that level. That's my goal this year, is to really compete at that level and to earn my pro status. So.
Wow, that's huge. You know, I know just, you know, I'm an amateur and I'm still learning. You know, it's always a constant learning. You know, life, that's what life is, and anything. But I know, you know, just becoming a pro and all that goes into it is huge, and I know it's hard. But then just imagine, you know, all right, now that you're a pro, you know, what you have to do to, you know, compete to be, you know, going against other ladies who are, you know, are pros who may be doing this a little longer or whatnot. So I know that's like extra work you have to put in.
Yeah, so. It gets real. Like, you know, it's all fun and games when you're working for the pro card. You know, it's a lot of fun. But when you're competing against people who have had their pro card, they are working at a whole different level now. They're there, you know, so.
Yes.
Which is great. I love it. But I can't, you know, there's no slacking. Like, there's times I work out with somebody in the gym and he's always saying, he's like, let's go. Those don't look like pro squats to me. Like, you need to work out like a pro. Like, what are you doing? That looks like pre-pro working out. Like, I need to keep that mindset. It's a whole different level, you know? And so, you know, you work harder, you set different goals. And
yes. I can imagine that, you know, your workout partner saying, hey, come on, we got to do some pro sets, pro reps. So
I'm like, really? No. I'm starting to regret this pro stuff after all.
So my last question for you is kind of like a two-part question, but you can kind of answer it as one if you like. So for our listeners, I like to call them F3s, family, friends, and followers, right? So we all have those, right? Through social media and just in general. So for our listeners, what would be something that you would tell anybody who's just starting at, you know, just starting their fitness goals or whatnot, and somebody who's literally just starting or wanting to kind of get an idea of what to expect or what goes into, you know, prepping for their very first bodybuilding show?
If you are prepping for your first bodybuilding show or you're getting into fitness, this is all about transformation. Okay, so you are a person with a body and a mind. So in order to get to where you want to go, if you're trying to hit a goal and you really want to transform your body, you've also had to train your mind. It's going to be the biggest thing that you do in order to get to where you have to go. So you are going to have to believe in yourself. That's the biggest thing. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in your body. Your body is amazing. It can do amazing things, you know, at the cellular level. It will do what it needs to do. And you have to be patient with that process. It's just like planting a seed in the ground. If you're trying to plant a tree and you plant that seed, you're not gonna wake up the next morning and the tree is gonna be there. It takes some really crazy molecular stuff for that seed to become a tree. And it's the same thing with your body. You know, once you start the work and it's consistent work and it's consistent care and you're there, your body will begin to change. And it's gonna be the most beautiful transformation you've ever witnessed, but you have to give it time. You have to give it commitment. You have to be committed to this. This is not something that is a fly-by-night quick fix. It's not anything. This is a journey that you will take yourself on that will change the way you think. It will change the way you look. It'll change the way you feel. And that is a process. It is a process. It is a process. It is a forever process if you're willing to take that journey. But you have to be willing to take the journey, and you'll enjoy it. You just gotta give yourself time. And I think that is the greatest bit of self-love you can possibly give yourself.
Hey, man, I couldn't have said it better. Just that when you alluded to it, you have to be consistent. You know, I preach that through social media or anybody I talk to, whether it's in life and, you know, their fitness journey, you know, that consistency. And, you know, those who I end up coaching, especially for the people who do it for the first time, you know, that's one of the biggest things I explain to them. Like, you have to trust the process, and it takes time, you know? Yeah. So, because I know sometimes they want to see that end result in 2 or 3 weeks or in a month, and it just doesn't happen like that. But Cheryl, wow. We're about to go ahead and conclude our podcast here. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to hear, or how can they find you? You know, the new listeners, new followers, they want to see what you're doing, follow you through social media or follow you through any type of social media channel. How can they find you?
Absolutely. You guys can find me on Instagram at MIE Power Fitness. You can also find me on Facebook, same name, MIE Power Fitness. And you will, if you search Cheryl Monique, you'll probably find me that way as well. And hopefully I'll have a website up very soon. That's another goal this year. So
absolutely.
But definitely find me, and I'd love to share with you guys and exchange with you guys. Good luck on your journeys. Be strong, be well.
All right. Well, Cheryl, thank you very much for your time. I'm super duper excited we had a chance to sit down and do a podcast together. Looking forward to you assisting me assisting you in regards to our goals in this 2019. And again, thank you very much to all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in to Team Ambition Fitness Podcast. You know where you can find us at on IG, Team Ambition Fitness, or through our website, teamambitionfitness.com. Everybody, enjoy your week, enjoy your month. Be epic, ambitious, and stay tenacious. We're out.
Thank you, John.
Hey, you're very welcome.
'The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.